KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 78. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows level off around 54. Overcast. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 73. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service-friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From their heavy-duty frame to their welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf zero-turn mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Come into Jewel Implement to see the Hustler difference for yourself today. Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas. Call 785-428-3261 or find us on the web at jewelimplement.com.
At Beloit Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of April and May, we will focus on the character trait of citizenship. When you are a good citizen, you do your share to help your family and community be better. You protect the environment, you are a good neighbor, you obey rules, and you respect your parents and teachers. This is Grayson Goodacre representing Beloit Elementary School, where character counts.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas could soon offer up to $5 million in grants for schools to outfit surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence systems that can spot people carrying guns. But the governor needs to approve the expenditures, and the schools must meet some very specific criteria. The AI software must be patented, designated as qualified anti-terrorism technology, in compliance with certain security industry standards, already in use in at least 30 states and capable of detecting three broad firearm classifications with a minimum of 300 subclassifications and at least 2,000 permutations, among other things. Only one company currently meets all those criteria. The same organization that touted them to Kansas lawmakers crafting the state budget, that company, Zero Eyes, is a rapidly growing firm founded by military veterans after the fatal shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. The legislation pending before Kansas Governor Laura Kelly highlights two things. After numerous high-profile shootings, school security has become a multi-billion-dollar industry, and in state capitals, some companies are successfully persuading policymakers to write their particular corporate solutions into state law. Zero Eyes also appears to be the only firm qualified for state firearms detection programs under laws enacted last year in Michigan and Utah, bills passed earlier this year in Florida and Iowa, and legislation proposed in Colorado, Louisiana, and Wisconsin. On Friday, Missouri became the latest state to pass legislation geared towards Zero Eyes, offering $2.5 million in matching grants for schools to buy firearms detection software designated as qualified anti-terrorism technology. This story comes from the Associated Press out of Topeka, and you can read more at apnews.com/hub/Kansas. Also, a Wichita Democratic Senator, Aletha Pascoe, said the bill overhauling Kansas law on unpaid traffic fines signed by the governor would reduce suspension of driving privileges and allow people to drive to work on restricted licenses as they attempted to make necessary payments. Senate Bill 500, signed into law by Governor Laura Kelly, had many moving parts and took years to refine, but was endorsed 120-0 by the House and 36-1 in the Senate. Pascoe said, quote, "This bill will help those Kansans continue to take care of their responsibilities and contribute to their communities while they work their way through the legal system," unquote. Senator Rick Wilborn, a McPherson Republican, said he took pleasure in working to bring GOP majorities together with the Democrats to promote solutions for Kansans caught in a loop of mistakes and bad decisions. We have one job opening to pass along. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open in their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relation skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years of office experience and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled, and to apply, please send an application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call them at 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website at heartchoicesbeloit.com. Beloit USC 273 will be hosting a retirement reception honoring Gary Pingle, Daryl Kelly, Kent Winter, Ann Houghton, Jill Ramsey, B. Soffelt, Vicki Jackson, Kathy Harris, Lori Bunn, and Kim Ellis on Wednesday, May 15th at the Beloit Elementary School Multipurpose Room from 4 to 5 p.m. The public is invited to attend. Also, the Post-Rock Republican Women of Mitchell and Lincoln County will be meeting Saturday, May 18th at 1 p.m. at the Beloit Pizza Hut. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The payoff. A high fly ball out to left field. Blasted back. Insurance delivered by Ty France.
That home run put the Mariners up 6-2, and they would go on to win by that final on Monday night over the Royals. We'll have more on that coming up in this sports cast. We'll look at local sports, regional golf, and regional softball, the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and Iowa's women's basketball coach has decided to hang it up. It's all coming up in this sports cast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Our high school spring sports postseason action continued Monday. Regional golf took place for area athletes in 3A, 2A, and 1A. In 3A at Norton, the top two teams qualified for state. Lake and finished first. Colby was second. In all classes, the next top five individuals not on qualifying teams punched their ticket to state with an 87 and 11th place finish. Jennings Sloan of Beloit was just one stroke off of qualifying for state. Kevin Tanner of Lakin took the individual gold with a score of 74. In 1A at Atwood, the top three teams qualified. Greeley County, Rollins County, and Decatur Community went 1-2-3. Individually, Dawson Lance of Osborne did qualify for state with a 7th place finish, shooting an 87 on the day. Rounding out area golfers, in 2A at Hill City, the top three teams qualifying for state were Ellenwood, Hill City, and Hoxie. Drew Hines of Ellenwood, the individual champion, with a 69. No immediate area state qualifiers. Dylan Tissell of Smith Center took 16th with an 86, two strokes away from qualifying for the 2A state meet. You can find full results for these regional golf meets at ncksports.com. Also on Monday, the Beloit Lady Trojans can open play in the 3A regional softball tournament. Due to rain, the games were moved to Great Bend from Hoisington. The third-seeded Lady Trojans opened with a 7-1 win over Plainville-Stockton. They'll move on to the semis to face number 2-seed Hoisington Central Plains, which won 8-1 over Smoky Valley. On the top side of the bracket, top-seed Southeast Saline, a 15-0 win over 8-seed Russell Victoria. 5th-seed Ellsworth picked up a 13-3 win over number 4 Minneapolis. Semifinals today, Southeast Saline will play Ellsworth at 3, with Beloit taking on Hoisington Central Plains 25 minutes after in Hoisington is the plan. Beloit co-head coach Shauna Remus on the matchup with the Lady Cardinals.
They're a very sound team. I mean, we haven't played them yet this season, but we kind of stayed and watched a little bit. You know, they've got great pitching. They're very consistent in the field. And then, you know, they have hitters. And, you know, they like to hit the long ball. And then, you know, when they need to put a bunt down, they can do that as well. But, you know, they're just very consistent, and their pitchers do a good job moving the ball, and they got some good speed. So we're just going to have to play our game, I mean, and be consistent with what we do as well, and then, you know, find ways to get runners on base.
Also in regional softball Monday in 2-1A, number 6 seed Sylvan Lucas lost 7-6 at number 3 TMP Marion. For a full look at regional softball brackets, you can visit ncksports.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals opened their three-game series with the Mariners Monday night, a 6-2 loss in Seattle. Royals' lone runs came on a 2-RBI double from Michael Massey in the 8th. Seattle was already up 4-2. They were highlighted by a 2-run homer by Luke Rayleigh in the 2nd. Ty France added a 2-run homer for more insurance in the 8th. Brady Singer took the loss for the Royals, giving up 4 runs on 9 hits and 5 innings, falling to 3-2.
His stuff was good. You know, the missed spots a couple times, at least the ones that I saw on the board there, middle mistakes with pretty good hitters. Looking up the home run to Rayleigh was middle. It was a 1-1 count. You know, he got 2 strikes on Polanco, kept that inning going. So, you know, I thought his stuff looked good, but you just got to execute.
Matt Quatrero's squad is now 25-18, while the Mariners improved to 23-19. Game 2-3 in Seattle tonight at 8:40. Michael Wonka, 2-4 with a 5.15 ERA, will take the mound for the Royals.
Trying to put the game on ice. He does. Oklahoma City has stunned this crowd. Doncic will launch it three-quarter court. And it's over. The Thunder win the battle in Dallas to tie this series at 2-2.
Despite an 11-point halftime deficit on the road in Dallas, the Thunder came back to pick up an important 196-1 of the Western Conference semis on Monday night over the Mavericks. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander put up 34 points in the win as the series is tied going back to OKC. In the East, the Celtics took a commanding 3-1 lead, a 109-102 win over the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Jason Tatum had 33 points, 11 rebounds for Boston in the win. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, two pivotal Game 5s. In the East, the Knicks and Pacers tied at 2. Game 5 in New York at 7 o'clock on TNT. In the West, the Nuggets and Timberwolves tied at 2, Game 5 at 9:30 in Denver.
This might be one of those, hey, just flush it, right? Empty net. And the goal. Steele gets the goal. I wondered if he thought about giving it back to Wyatt Johnston for the hat trick. And they just had a conversation on the ice. Could have gotten a hat trick in a playoff game hours before he turns 21.
The late goal put the Stars up 5-1 over the Avalanche in Dallas, and they went on to win by that final, taking a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinal series in the NHL playoffs. In the East, the Hurricanes kept their season alive, a 4-1 win over the Rangers in New York to get within 3-2 in the series. Tonight in the NHL, the Panthers host the Bruins in Game 5 of the East semis. Florida's up 3-1 as the puck drops at 6 o'clock, and in the West, the Canucks lead the Oilers 2-1, Game 4 at 8:30 in Edmonton. Finally, in sports, Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter announced she's retiring after 24 seasons at the helm and 40 seasons coaching overall. The winningest women's basketball coach in Big Ten history, Bluter's teams made the national championship game the past two seasons, led by all-time leading NCAA Division I scorer Caitlin Clark. Bluter finishes her career with an overall record of 884 and 396, including a 528 and 254 record with the Hawkeyes, with 18 NCAA tournament appearances. Assistant coach Jan Jensen, who's been with Bluter her entire time at Iowa, will take over as head coach. And you can read more at HawkeyeSports.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and 96.3 through the lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.